Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
And now, fresh off landing a C-130, well, sort of, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We're at, I would say it's my favorite location that we've ever broadcast from, and we are lucky enough to be invited back. The 139th Airlift Wing is where we are at, the Missouri National Guard, home to over 1,200 citizen airmen, is the 139th Airlift Wing, and it is the home of the C-130 Hercules, of which I took the tour again today. And what an incredible aircraft, and maybe 10 times more incredible the people that fly it, service it, work on it, and are part of our brave men and women in our military. All the folks here at the base, just so great, and it's absolutely fantastic to be here. And you know what? It was a soggy tour, okay? I came prepared with a raincoat, should have brought booties because I got wet feet. Yeah. But you know what? Twofold. I would take this tour in a blizzard because it's just awesome to be out here and see the equipment and the aircraft and everything that is on base here, but even better to meet the people and see some familiar faces from the last time we were out here. And on top of it, and all the guys that are here on the base know it, the area needs it, needs the rain.
No kidding.
And we're getting it. It is coming down, and we are thankful for that because we have not had enough of it. So there will be no complaints whatsoever. Soggy feet, I'll live with, because the rain is very, very necessary. It's Military Appreciation Day over at the practice field. Of course, our Chiefs training camp coverage is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery, Mosaic Life Care, Metro PCS, Rally House, and Kansas Sampler. We will talk a lot of Chiefs football today, as coming up a little bit later on. Tim Grunhard will be with us in the 1 o'clock hour. Mick Schaefer with us in the 11 o'clock hour. And I believe somebody from the Guard is going to play with us.
Oh, nice.
Well, I think we have to, because we're not going to do – we've got to delay our setup, and there's no way if you're calling in. So I think we're going to give somebody here a shot, somebody on base – a shot to win the feud with Mick Schaefer in the 11 o'clock hour. That just occurred to me when I heard the kind of delay. We have an incredible technology. Drake and all the guys do a phenomenal job to where we can broadcast from almost anywhere. And you may or may not figure this out. You're not welcome on the Wi-Fi when you go to an active military base. Right? And I'm glad.
Gee, I don't get that.
It's one remote where I go, you know what? I'm happy we don't have the Wi-Fi. Now, we can get on to different ways. Our Sprint technology makes it absolutely perfect for us to do everything, but a lot of bandwidth needed. So when we load up and put the whole show coming over the airwaves, so we got about a two-second delay. So when Rob talks to me and I talk back to Rob, and when we talk to Coach Andy Reid, who will be with us shortly, there is a bit of a delay between the coach and myself. So that will be tricky. We'll let Coach Reid know that's going to be part of the equation. So we'll have to be definitive. It'll be like when you watch TV and they're interviewing somebody from overseas. Like, why is the guy sitting there staring at the camera for 2 seconds before he answers? We got a little bit of that phenomenon going on, but I don't care. This is my favorite remote of the year. And we're so thrilled and so pleased that they have invited us back up here and we can be broadcasting here at the base in St. Joe, Missouri, Military Appreciation Day. And the Chiefs are out practicing in this.
Yes, they are.
And I'll tell you what, no, as long as there's no lightning, they're going to stay outside. And I think part of this is Andy Reid's, Coach Reid's appreciation for the military.
Yep.
And they had lightning last year and had to take it inside. It's fine for the guys for the military. They all got to go inside. The fans did not, and I think Coach Reid, I think, is bending over to make sure that everything gets going. So if you're brave in the weather over in St. Joe, or you're on the way, or you're in St. Joe, and you got the weather gear, get out there because it's pretty cool. My kids came up and were looking around the base, and they loved getting out. Got the raincoats on, you get around. Mm-hmm. It's a great time to get out and about here in St. Joe and enjoy the rain. We need it, so go celebrate it. Get out in it. Do drive carefully, though, because it is it does make the conditions a little bit different. We're going to talk to Coach Reed coming up here later this hour, maybe beginning of the next, when he becomes available. We'll talk to Coach Reed. Mick Schaefer is going to join us, as I said, in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll play the feud, get his thoughts on training camp. We're going to talk baseball a little bit later on with Russell Carrollton. He's written a new book called The Shift, also a great piece on baseball prospectus about the shift, that the shift maybe not preventing runs quite so much. This thought that the shift is ending run scoring, not so much. You may not understand why, though. Maybe you want to listen to Jason Hamill. I'll just give you that nugget.
Okay.
I'll give you that nugget as to what might be wrong with the shift. And he's done some great breakdown on it. So if you're a seam head, you're going to love that conversation. We'll talk about what is going on with the shift. So we've got a lot of stuff coming your way here today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Royals here in the opening hour, too, because that's probably about all the time we'll have after that. Well, we'll talk baseball with Carrollton, but most of the rest of the time will be spent on football as the Chiefs wrap up their training camp here in St. Joe. I mentioned I'm at just a phenomenal place, the best-kept secret in Missouri, the 139th Airlift Wing in St. Joe. Which is an organization of the Missouri National Guard and home to 1,200 citizen airmen. They fly the C-130 Hercules cargo aircraft, and every single day this plane is completing missions around the world. When you see Navy leapfrogs jump into Arrowhead Stadium, the 139th is the plane that is dropping them off. And I looked out the back of one of them, and I ain't jumping.
No.
So.
No, I'm with you.
The brave men and women that are willing to jump out of a perfectly good aircraft are 10 times the individual that I am. It is absolutely a fantastic plane that has been serving this country since 1953 and is currently scheduled to be in service until 2045. If I'm off on 53, it's 54. But I think it was 53 that I was told this morning by Colonel Cluck. 1953, they update it, right? They're going through an engine update right now. There are engines out here. It's amazing to think the guy who designed the C-130, the people, the men and women that designed it in 1953, it went into service. So they were designing this thing in the 40s. I'm sure it's multiple years that go into the design of this thing, and it is still serving this country proudly. And the men and women that work on it are unbelievable. Hundreds of other jobs in this organization besides just pilots. And I did not know this. You know, I've taken the tour a couple of times with Colonel Cluck. And talking to Colonel Cluck, he is the, I apologize if I mess up the right way to say this, but the vice wing commander. Okay, so he is the vice wing commander. So he is second in charge here at the base. But give you an idea how it works. He started at, and I asked him for the ranks, right? And now I'm forgetting, Airman First Class, is that the lowest rank? One more below, Airman Basic. Started there, and today he is Colonel and the Vice Wing Commander. Started on this base when he was 17 years old, local product, and has gone from working on the planes in every way possible to being the loadmaster, which is in charge of everything that's coming out of the backs of those planes, all the way up into being the co-pilot to now the pilot to now the wing commander.
Wow.
And that's pretty freaking cool.
It's absolutely cool.
I will tell you that. But there are hundreds of jobs that are here. Doctors, nurses, other medical fields, vehicle maintenance, operations. So they got basically their own auto body shop. I mean, all the vehicles,
right.
all the support vehicles got to be worked on. So there's that. Everything you could possibly imagine. Supply chain management, logistics management, security forces, air traffic control. There are literally hundreds of different jobs that are here. The Air National Guard will train you for your career and provide you with money to go to college, to include tuition reimbursement at public colleges and universities in the state of Missouri, and the opportunity to take part in the Montgomery GI Bill. Do you need health care? The National Guard has you covered there as well. So if you are thinking about what do I want to do now and what do I want to do in the future, I would urge you, if you are of the caliber of individual that it takes to be a part of this group, I would urge you to strongly consider the 139th Airlift Wing here in St. Joe. Get your college paid for. Colonel Cluck came through that system and got his college and got his college degree while working in the Guard. It is absolutely an incredible, incredible organization up here. And if you know, those of you that have served in our military, have family members that have served in our military, you understand the kind of operations that go on, but just the logistics and hearing everything that goes into what they do here. Seeing the guys, you know, the crew that was working on, I saw one that was in the hangar, thankfully in the hangar today. They do a lot of work outside. Today's outside work will be tough unless you're under a wing. I will tell you that. But in one of the hangars, and all the guys working on it and doing the maintenance and all the different jobs that are going on with that is just absolutely amazing. Vocational training for highly skilled technical professions. Like I said, air traffic control to aircraft mechanics, the kind of professions that you really, this is about the only way you're going to get there. And it is a great, great place to get started. Comprehensive benefits that include health and dental insurance and 100% tuition assistance at state colleges and universities. What a great, great spot. And I do, I love that. It is the best kept secret in the state of Missouri. And this base is just phenomenal. And if you live anywhere around the area, if you live, you can hear me right now. And any of these career opportunities speak to you, I would invite you. In fact, you know what I don't have? The number of the website. That's what I need. I should have written that down. You would think I would, yeah. I would put that pen to paper. Well, when you're running around like a little kid, which I was all morning.
I don't blame you.
I was up at 4:30 this morning so I could get my work done and then get up here before 8 o'clock. Because I wanted to have as much time as I could to be around it. I'd still be running around out there. If
they had to force you to come back and do your
they
job.
Did.
You wanted to keep looking at stuff. And I totally get that.
They did. Do you like video games? I was watching a $200,000. I'm guessing. I don't know. $100,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
$500,000. I don't know what these simulators cost. But, oh, my God. I mean,
they're amazing.
I watched and landed a plane in Vermont while being shot at. I'm not sure why I was being shot at in Vermont, but all of a sudden I was being shot at.
How'd you
and
do?
And so I made it.
You made it.
I made it.
Yep.
I took out some lighting. I took out some signage.
So it wasn't dead center.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was not. There was difficulty. But I will tell you, even sitting in the state of Missouri, flying over Vermont, that was the area, because that's where the simulator is made. So that's like the home airport for it. But they literally can create weather and make the engines malfunction. Any scenario that they might come up with up in the air is created in the simulator with, I don't even know how many screens around you, to simulate where you genuinely think you're looking out an airplane.
Yeah.
And it's set up, you sit in, I got a chance to sit in the cockpit of the plane. Then you sit in that simulator, everything's put the same way, the same chairs. And the only difference is instead of turning a dial, you it's a touch screen and you turn the screen. All the dials are screens. All the gauges are screens. But when you go to put the landing gear down, you swipe the same thing that you would, a knob that you would pull down, you swipe down. And it's in exactly the same spot.
Amazing.
And as I was coming in for approach and very nervous because I was not lined up, that's when rockets and bullets started coming at me. And I saw the flak jackets that the guys wear. I did not have one. And I was curious why I was not issued one before they started shooting at me.
I didn't know this was going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's tough enough just landing this bad boy.
And I'll tell you what, I'm never going to look at Vermont the same way. You know, I'm
never going to take a vacation in Vermont.
No, the Catamounts have beaten Syracuse a couple of times in basketball, so I'm not down with that. And I've been shot at.
Ben and Jerry's Vermont. Can suck it.
Is that where they're from?
Yeah.
Yeah. There it is. Sorry. In a nutshell.
No, huh? no Cherry Garcia. I'm not never going to eat Cherry Garcia again.
No, that's it. I'm done. I don't need that kind of behavior from a state. I will tell you, and I'm done. I'm not going back to Vermont. You hear that, Sean? Got a buddy from Vermont.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm not going back to where you're from. If you're looking for the website 139aw.ang.af.mil. Okay, so I'll give you an easy way if you're driving around and you want to try to remember that. 139aw, Air Wing, 139th Air Wing, .ang. Got nothing for you there. Angle? Air National Guard. I'm an idiot. Damn, that was easy.
You hate that.
But is it like they're angels over us, protecting us? Is that
Ang the, Lee.
Yeah.
Part of the.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think he's.
Isn't that cute? 139th Air Wing, AW, 139AW dot ANG, Air National Guard, dot AF, Air Force. I got that one. So that's two out of three I've gotten so far. Dot MIL, which there are a lot of mills around here. Mm-hmm. No, it's
yes,
military.
Sir,
I got that. It's military.
Mill Valley.
MIL. Yeah, you fly over Mill Valley, so they incorporated into it.
I just love the fact that it's a little chunk of Missouri that's Kansas on three sides.
It is.
And we're just going.
And nope. I found out that the river changed course about 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was news to me.
Yeah.
The river was the state line. It is no longer because now it's over there. I was
nature.
Like, interesting. That had to be a fun time in the 50s.
I bet it wasn't.
If you search 139th Airlift Wing, you will no doubt get to where you need to go for it. But it's 139aw.ang.af.mil, and I will keep you abreast of that. But, again, if you search the 139th Air Wing, you will get there eventually, and I invite you to do so. If you're interested, you can also call 816-344-1976. That's what it says on this sheet. If I'd read the third sheet, I would have had the phone number all along. So there you go. I'm getting better. I'm getting better
at
this. Well, I'll be honest with you. Usually I put a little more time in right before the show
right.
and looking over the copy, but they're like, what time do you need me back? I said, 9:58. You give me back at 9:58, I am good.
We are set.
And I was not giving up any time. So great, great spot, and I hope you will call 816-344-1976. Military Appreciation Day, I know we here in the program at Sports Radio 810 WHP, I know the Kansas City Chiefs greatly appreciate all of our military members. And so today, hey, it's not one of the holidays, but we love you guys, and we love you gals, and we appreciate everything that you do. And I will tell you, it takes a special individual. And I will encourage you, if you are one of those special individuals, to become a part of this incredible group that's up here. I'm always blown away by the caliber of person that is here across
Absolutely.
The board, every single one. And just some incredible work that's being done. So call 816-344-1976, and you can be a part of the 139th Airlift Wing right here in St. Joseph, Missouri, just a stone's throw from Kansas City. If you're listening to us there, if you're anywhere around the Northland, you're even closer. If you're anywhere north of us, and we had a lot of folks from Des Moines that I was talking to yesterday.
Yeah.
You're right down the road. You are literally right down the road. Nebraska, right down the road from it. So thank you so much for having us here today. We'll take a break. I don't want to get behind, and I am very fired up about being here, so I apologize. I probably droned on too long, but it's an incredible group, and I want to give it the attention that it absolutely deserves. When we come back, we will talk some Royals baseball. You can join the conversation, 913-3810-810. Look back a little bit at the standings. It is amazing. Baseball, is it going to be cyclical? Is this it? Because, you know, the Royals played the Orioles in 14 in the ALCS, and they both are the two worst teams in baseball now. It's amazing, the cycles. We'll look back to that, where the standings were in 15 and 14, and where we are on that. We'll talk about the bullpen, getting the job done last night, and the story of the night, Keller, and a big home run from Ryan O'Hearn, the story of the night. So we'll talk some Royals baseball next, 913-3810-810. You're in the program. You're in the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Soren Petro with you as we are broadcasting live today. It's Military Appreciation Day over with the Chiefs, and we're broadcasting live at one of our great military bases, the 139th Airlift Wing, of which you can be a part of this incredible group. If you'd like more information, call 816-344-1976, or you can go online and check it out as well. The website is 139aw.ang.af.mil. But search it, you'll find it. 139th Air Wing, Air National Guard, Air Force Military. It's what those abbreviations stand for on that web address. So go check it out if you'd like a career in aviation in any kind, whether that's in some of the great technical professions from air traffic controllers, air mechanics. You also get 100% tuition assistance at all these state colleges and universities. Great benefits, health and dental insurance here as a part of it as well. And as I said, folks, including the vice commander that started at the first level, the lowest rung, and are now all the way to second in command here, incredible opportunities to advance your career as well. So we are very grateful to be here amongst the C-130 Hercules cargo aircrafts that are out on the tarmac right now. 913-3810-810, the phone number, 913-3810-810, if you want to chime in on the conversation. Talking about the Royals here in the program, it is impressive to see Keller pitch well, right? That's one of the few things we want.
Seemed like he's starting to get knocked around a bit, needed to make an adjustment. For the most part, he's made a pretty good adjustment to this point.
If you look at the standings today with the Royals, we know they're at the bottom. We know that it is the Orioles that they are competing with. Give me the American League. Do you have the standings in front of you, Curtis? I've got them. I can toggle back between screens, but I thought I would look and see how things are different. Do we want to go to 14 or 15?
Well, if the link is Baltimore, going to have to look at 14, right?
Okay. So 2014, the American League East is how today? What is it today?
Boston.
Yep.
New York.
Okay.
Tampa Bay, Toronto, Baltimore.
Then it was Baltimore, New York, Toronto, Tampa, Boston. So we've got a flip.
Yeah.
Baltimore to the bottom, Boston to the top.
Boston was in that weird little spot where they went fifth, first, fifth.
Right. So they are not, they're not your typical bottom 12. American League Central.
Cleveland, Minnesota, Detroit, Chicago, Kansas City.
Detroit, Kansas City, Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota. What are the Twins waiting on?
Right.
Right? But the Royals and Tigers have cycled down to the bottom, and the Indians have cycled up to the top, and the White Sox are incompetent. That's what I draw from this. They should be at the top. AL West now.
Houston, Oakland, Seattle, L.A., Texas.
L.A., Oakland, Seattle, Houston, Texas. The Rangers from top to bottom. The Angels are still up there. What's the point of this? The point is big market clubs like the Yankees and Angels have money. The Angels should be embarrassed that they haven't done better during this time, because you've seen the A's have gone from being in the playoffs to rock bottom back up to being a playoff team.
Yeah, 600 win percentage.
I mean, unbelievable how the A's have turned around. The Mariners have been stuck in neutral. You know why their fans are disappointed. The Astros were digging out from where they were. To me, it was just striking where I'm like, let me go back and look and see what it was. Because I knew the Royals and Orioles, that has been mentioned, that here these teams were at the top. What does it mean? All right, so what's the point of this? The point is that Dayton Moore doesn't get 10 years to turn this around. It's not a 10-year fix.
Nope.
Okay? I'm not saying that if 21 isn't a playoff year that you fire Dayton Moore. I'm not. But he will have some explaining to do. And, it's not to say that he can't get better as a general manager. This rebuild should be quicker than the first one, although I don't buy for a second people say, well, he was in a lot better spot. Butler and Gordon, that was it, right? That he really
– pretty much.
And that he brought along, that he had on the cupboard. If you want to say Greinke was part of the trade, fine.
Yeah.
That's accurate. I'm not saying fine like, okay, you could say that. No, you're right. Those were the three key pieces that either played for this team in 14 and or 15 and were a big trade in Zach Greinke to bring in some of the pieces in. But what he has now is his. So he should have those three pieces in place.
Yeah.
Right? There should be a Butler or Gordon. And one of the things that I was looking at what the Royals are doing, especially when you look at last night's game, and you see the big home run from Ryan O'Hearn, and I know there's been a lot of consternation about O'Hearn and Schwindel not being up and Lucas Duda playing. I get that, but, you know, we keep talking about how valuable Whit Merrifield is because of the service time, and it's clear that last year I think a big part of why Mondesi got the start was to also bury the service time of Whit Merrifield. Not good for Whit Merrifield, not good for Whit Merrifield's bank account, but that's part of the game. Those are the economics that the Players Association agreed to with Major League Baseball. And the minor leagues are a reality, and as long as that's part of the equation, if the players don't like that, they need to get AAA time to start counting. You know, 4 days in AAA is a day in big leagues or something like that, you know, if you want to come up to it.
Some kind of equation.
Or once you come up once, the clock's running and that AAA time counts. You know, some form of that. Maybe that does need to be there to protect a guy like Whit Merrifield from being to where he's not going to get the free agency until he's 32, 33. But that's great if you're Whit Merrifield's agent. That's great if you're his real estate agent and you're worried about how big a house he's going to buy. But if you're a Royals fan, the control of Whit Merrifield is huge. It's the right thing to do as a general manager. And while we want O'Hearn and we say, boy, O'Hearn should have been up the whole time, unless part of what was going on was to bury his service time and maximize how many years you have O'Hearn, there is no doubt that a part of the reason why the Royals were successful and were able to extend the window, and I know 16 and 17 were not the caliber of seasons that 14 and 15 were, but it was competitive baseball. It was baseball into the month of September where we could talk about and believe that the Royals had a chance. It is part of the window. The window was 13 to 17. It was five seasons of competitive baseball in this town, and it mattered. And if you want that five-season window, you're going to have a lot of guys that are not on free agent contracts. And I think if there's any lesson that should be taken away from this organization, from Dayton Moore, from everybody there, it is that 30-somethings don't work. You know, I was listening to the Border Patrol this morning driving, and you know, Nate said, I'm hard-pressed to find a long-term contract that's worked out for the Royals. And jokingly, the guys rattled off Gordon, Ian Kennedy, which I love Ian Kennedy, but that contract is not working out for the Royals.
At all.
Gordon's has not. They mentioned Soria 3 years. That one didn't work out when it was all said and done. They got some pieces back for him, but it didn't work out in the end. Danny Duffy's contract. Duffy and Gordon are the Royals that have been signed. Sal Perez is the one that I would offer up has worked.
Because it wasn't very much.
No. And then it was extended, and it's still below market value.
Yeah.
It's better than his contract was, and he's continued to perform at an arguable – he is an all-star, at an all-star level.
Yeah.
It's not arguable. He's
been
an all-star.
Terrific this year.
Defensively,
he's been terrific.
Defensively, he's been tremendous. Yeah. And offensively, with that defense, he's more than good enough.
Yeah.
And providing some power for this. But I think the one thing that you can take away is that this team won with a lot of guys that were not on second contracts. They were not – they were in that – first three-year arbitration window, Ventura, Duffy, Hosmer, Moustakas, Kane, Dyson, Perez. Perez, they signed early, would have been in that window, but he was in a very undervalued contract, as was eventually Yordano Ventura in that mix, signed to a very cost-effective contract. That was the core of the team, and that's what it needs to be again. So I get it, we're frustrated, and yes, Lucas Duda is not going to go down as one of the great Royals. But if the purpose that Lucas Duda served was, one, to hopefully catch lightning in a bottle, have him have a good season and get some prospects for him, there is a second purpose to Lucas Duda. And if that was flat out, rude and unkind as it may sound, to bury Schwindel and O'Hearn in the minor leagues so that their 1,800th and 1,900th at-bat in the big leagues, the 1,500 at-bats that Dayton Moore talks about a big leaguer really needing to get under their belt before you really know what a player is, before they reach their full potential, come at a time that the rest of this team is all there. If they're building this window, and this window is for 21, that's the purpose. And you're going to want to bring on Johnny Cueto. You're going to want to go supplement with a Kendrys Morales that were integral parts, and you're going to need the payroll flexibility. And you're only going to have that if you've maximized the payroll that you have on your roster. So, listen, looking at last night, I hope Brad Keller is going to be one of the real integral pieces for this team. When I watch Pena, go out and or Peralta, excuse me, go out and convert his seventh consecutive save, I'm not thinking he's going to be part of the mix, but I am thinking he could be traded. He could be, there's still an opportunity to move him before the 8:31 deadline or re-sign him and have him be your closer for the time. There are still purposes that are being served by the guys that are there. But I think, baseball's got to understand it is going to be a cyclical thing. The Orioles and Royals are stepping back. I wonder if the dance partners are always going to be the same. Royals playoffs are always going to be against Orioles and Angels. That's who they're – the A's will be on their cycle while the A's seem to be the best. I mean, they haven't won anything once they get there, but nobody's better at turning it over than the Oakland A's.
No, they only have one series win in all that time, but they sure get back there a lot.
It's amazing. All right, let's go to the phones, 913-310-810. I would advise you be patient because we got a little bit of a delay, but I do want to go ahead and try to take some calls because especially when the draft doctor calls, if he's going to call in, we got to talk to him. Tim, what's going on, buddy? You're on the program.
Hey, Petro, how are you?
You there? Good, man.
Yeah. On the Royals.
There's going to be a delay.
On the Royals, I like what Moore has done in retooling the outfield. We had, nobody in the outfield, and now we've got a bunch of guys. One guy I'm not sure of right now is Soler. Can you give us an update on his health? But I like the Herrera, the kid we got from Milwaukee and the Moose deal. Of course, Bonifacio's back. I think he's done a good job there where we were just depleted for the longest time. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is. And, Tim, thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go because it's going to be hard to go back and forth, buddy. Can I give you an update on Soler? I can't. I think the original timeline was 8 weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was my recollection. But
and they've had setbacks.
They have had setbacks. And so I'm not expecting to see Soler. Which is disappointing. I think if they can get him back, they want to get him at bats. He needs at bats. He needs to build up his service time is ticking. Or his contract. He signed to a contract. His contract. Like
he was just put to the 60-day DL yesterday. So yeah, that's part of the move with Duffy.
So I don't have an update, but I'm not optimistic we're going to see him back anytime soon. And really the one that I think has probably been the most disappointing and now looks like it's simply going to be sunk cost is Nate Karns, particularly with the announcement that Luke Hochaver is retiring from baseball, that thoracic outlet syndrome surgery did not work for him, did not allow him. He talked about how painful it is to try and pitch now. I don't have, as it's basically been two seasons of nothing with Nate Karns other than some spring training work. I think it's over. I mean, I think if you get anything from him, great. But you do not talk about Nate Karns in your plans. He will be something that you found. He will be a bonus if you get anything from Nate Karns now, because I can't imagine that things are going well because they don't even speak about the guy.
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's not even a conversation about Nate Karns. And so, look, the training staff, I'm not putting it on the training staff, but, injuries are a part of the game. Some of that's luck. Some of it's bad luck. Some of it also is an injury history. Nate Karns was not the healthiest guy ever in Seattle. You took a shot at it. Gilmesh had not been healthy in Seattle. He gave him 3.5 really good years. And that's why you got to be in that window to go get a Gilmesh. Right? Had Gilmesh been signed going into 2014 – he'd have gone down as one of the great Royals. The years he gave him, the innings he gave him, the only reason failure is because Gilmesh pitched on bad teams.
Right.
But if you had Gilmesh, hell, he'd have been the number two starter.
If he had the 07 season in 2014, he would have won 17 or 18 games.
Yeah. So, yes, you're going to go back into a multi-year deal, but the one thing we can learn is those guys, those are not smart deals. And it's why the Oakland A's create their window, and when it comes time to start signing those deals, they don't. They accept that it's time to take a step back to try to take two steps forward. And that's the riddle that we now watch with Dayton Moore. Can he figure out the riddle of re-racking it? because it was just an all-out effort to get back to the postseason, no matter what it takes. And then when they got to the postseason, it was whatever it takes to win. If the Royals are back in the playoffs in 21, do you give up Manaea for Cueto? I don't know that you do. I think at that point, when you hadn't been to the playoffs in 30 years, 29 years before the year before, and you get an opportunity and you can tell you're there, listen, we got to do everything we can. And you knew where the window was. Mm-hmm. You knew you only had a couple of more years. But think back to it. Do you go out? Do you do the Zobris deal? Maybe that's the one, because Manaea went in the Zobris deal.
Yeah.
Do you do the Cueto deal? Yes. Do you do the Zobris deal?
Yeah, maybe you don't do both. I think if you're sitting there with the one seed and you think you got a chance to win it, if you're floating around the break-even point, maybe you don't. But if you think, I've got a team that can win the World Series with two players, I think they still would do at least one of those, and maybe two, but they'd have to be in the spot they were in 2015, not 2014.
You can make a case that the Rays are what happens when you don't make a deal.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the Rays, let's go back. They were a small market team that won the World, or went to the World Series, in 2008, but didn't really go for it, right? They just took their roster and went in there. They didn't. I don't remember any major Cueto-like additions. That year, they won 97 games and lost the World Series. They won 84, 96, 91, lost in the LDS each of those 2 years. Won 90. And then won 92 and lost in the LDS. Since then, having never gone to a full-blown rebuild and having never gone for it, and really in that time, I don't ever remember them adding on to the team in that run. They had a window of 6 years of winning baseball, and where they won at least 84 games. The other 5 years, they won at least 90. Four playoff appearances, three LDS losses, and a World Series loss.
It's 08 to 13, right?
Right. And since then, they've won 77, 80, 68, 80, and this year they're 60 and 58. They are the picture of mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you got to be careful if you're the Royals. That's why those of us that are pro-tank say, hey, tank hard, get the big draft picks, and let's rise back up. Let's see what it can be. The Oakland A's, since that time, in 2014, where they lost the wild card, the Royals, started chopping it up that year. They won 68, 69, 75, and this year they're 71 and 48 playing 600 ball. Barreling towards another playoff spot. They chopped it up, committed to the rebuild, and have targeted a window. Now, how long will they be up? I don't know. That 14, it should be pointed out, came at the back end of winning 94 and 96 games. It was a three-year window for them.
And they made major moves at the end of 14. They were in a great spot, and they kind of fell back and ended up in the wild card game, but they were going for it then. And
you could call it a five-year window if you want. In 10, they won 81 games, lagged back to 74, but then 94, 96, and 88. They torn it apart. They've rebuilt it, and they're back up and contending. The Yankees, do you remember that conversation about the Yankees? We talk about who's in a better spot.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, is just the economics of the game. The Yankees crashed and burned at 84 wins in 14. That's where they bottomed out, right? The Yankees, and really the Angels should be, they're not, but the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Red Sox, they're going to be bulletproof, right? The Mets should be. They're incompetent with the revenues that they have. But the Yankees run 103, 95. I'm going to start back in. Where do you want me to start with the Yankees? 89 wins in 08, where it looked like they were vulnerable?
Yeah, that's fine.
103, 95, 97, 95, 85, and 13, 84 and 14, where the Royals got to the playoffs and the Yankees didn't, 87 and 15, and the Yankees lost the wild card game in 15, 84, 91, and this year they're playing 627 ball. They're the teams that are going to be bulletproof. The Royals are going to have to mimic the A's, and even the Orioles are going to have to mimic the A's. There are going to be waves. The key is going to be to maximize those waves. And I would offer up some patience with all of just 2 years from now, if O'Hearn and Schwindel are still being goofed around back and forth and producing at the big league level every time they come up, okay, we got something to complain about. But if they're going to come up now, and this year was to buy the half a season to get some at-bats coming down the stretch, and even if next year was Schwindel, they're going to leave him down there till May 20th, and we're screaming and yelling. And then he comes up and plays the rest of the year, and they buy an extra year of service time. Keep in mind, that is part of the picture. of what they're trying to accomplish is fill all the spots in a window of opportunity for the Royals to try and win. 913-810-810, the phone number. We're at the 139th Airlift Wing here in St. Joe. It's Military Appreciation Day over at the ballpark. We're going to hear from Andy Reid coming up here in a little bit. He is scheduled to join us. The 139th Airlift Wing in St. Joe is an organization of the Missouri National Guard, home to over 1,200 citizen airmen. You can be a part of this great group. Call 816-344-1976 to join. The C-130 Hercules cargo aircraft bases out of here and is sent all over the world, from Germany to Asia to the Middle East. It's the program live at the 139th Air Wing.